Raising women's voices, one story at a time. Welcome to the She Said Project Podcast. You guys ready for something fun and exciting? That's what she said. You are listening to the She Said Project Podcast, where we have way too much fun. Carrie Rosso. This is Jeanette Jerzyk, co-host, national director. Carrie is here with me cracking all the That's What She Said jokes.
I've had 2 years of pandemic. These are just, I'm just dying to get them out.
That's what she said.
And I have got a partner in crime here today I'm so excited about because she just teased me up every time. I got a swing.
You would not expect it. She comes across as very, very classy lady. But our guest today was a speaker, and that's what she said, 2022 in our flagship show in Champaign-Urbana. Now, special show alert. This was our first show back after the COVID pandemic, and these women worked really hard to, you know, to bring it back, to bring it live, to make it exciting and interesting, but the community loved it. They were ready for women to come back together and share stories. So I'm so excited for our listeners to meet our beautiful, darling friend, Joan Zernich. Hi, Joan.
Hey, women. Hey, good to see you.
She's shaking her head already.
Yep. So okay. Good to see you. And for all of you at home, Joan, you will not be shocked to know, looks like a million dang bucks.
Do you know how million bucks looks wrinkled? You know, it fits.
Yeah, I see it in my mirror every morning.
I just want to celebrate the fact that we are live in the studio recording with our partner WILL, Illinois Public Media. So exciting that they support our podcast because it is so much more fun to do it in person.
That's what she said.
So, Joan, your story in the She Said show, first of all, you were nervous. I asked you to be in the show and you weren't 100% sure.
That's true.
What?
Okay.
I did not know this story. Spill it, Joan.
I just met Jeanette for another reason. I had no idea she was going to offer the opportunity to speak to all these other women. And I said, what will I talk about? Well, I met Jeanette because we were discussing the 40th anniversary of Executive Club. And Jeanette's a newer member, and they didn't have a strong history of Executive Club, but I kind of save everything. So I showed Jeanette, you know, the first newsletter and the salaries we made in the dark ages and all kinds of things from Executive Club. And she seemed kind of interested in that. And then this was not a plan, but accidentally there was a page of 75 things I learned when I was 75. And when I said to Jeanette, what will I talk about? She's shaking this paper at me and I'm there, really? Your audience, the demographic is young people. That is not me. And so long story short, I thought, okay, she somehow typed my name on something and I thought there's no backing out now.
That's it. We've got you now because your name is in print.
It was in like this pre-program, whatever. And in January of that year, I was going to celebrate my 80th birthday, and I did. And so in February, I ended up telling the world that I was 80, and it went from there.
The most fabulous 80 you could possibly be. Joan, you were what women dream about looking like and being and living their life in such joy when they're 80. But can I just point out for a second? Okay, we had coffee. And if you have coffee with this woman, can you not imagine wanting her to be? And that's what she said.
Oh, yeah. No.
And she was stalking me. She sent me news articles of me in the paper. She had been watching me. So I think the admiration was very mutual.
Yes, I always clip up pictures of people I admire and friends. And I'm an old-fashioned person. I still get the hard copy newspapers, and I go digital. I use my iPhone every morning and try to challenge the Wordly, whatever that is, that crazy game. But I don't post whether I'm doing well or not with the Wordly. I mean, okay, that's a whole nother story.
Who wants to be judged like that?
Yes, yes. But so somehow we really clicked, and I thought, dang, I'm so glad I met Jeanette in person. I want to be friends with her. So, you know.
Well, being friends with Jeanette has consequences, and you may actually be asked to stand up on stage and share your life story in front of, you know, almost 1,000 of your closest friends, which you did, and you did beautifully. So before we say another word, let's go ahead and share that story so that our listeners know exactly what we're talking about, because Joan, you really shared 80 years in, what, 7.5 minutes?
Right.
And that is...
amazing.
That is amazing. It's...
You nailed it.
She nailed it. She nailed it. Okay. So here's Joan Zernich. That's what she said live on stage, Champaign-Urbana 2022, with her story, Just Ask Joan.
Here we go. 80 years in 7 minutes. Hang with me. I can do this. If you ask me if 80 is the new 60, I'd have to say it depends. It depends on your lifestyle and your luck. My lifestyle's been based on progressive passions. I call them progressive because they've changed as I've aged. Yes, I still do those 10,000 steps most days. I still love learning, and I take Ollie classes. I've even attempted tap dancing, as in the word attempted. And for adventure, when I was 74, not too long ago, I actually climbed a glacier. I was in Iceland with my wonderful teenage grandchildren, and it was an amazing experience, but I know there's a few people out here that are going, yeah, really, woman? I have a video to prove it. A few years ago, I was recognized in a 70 over 70 celebration. And, hey, better late than never, right? And we were asked to share our most outstanding achievement. Great. Here I am in a university community. We have Nobel laureates, Pulitzer Prize winners, and me. But I simply told the truth, raising two well-balanced, kind, successful daughters has been my greatest achievement. Thank you. I often say I'm a VIP, vicariously impressive parent. However, when my parents raised me, it was a different time for women. Women were expected to know how to use an ironing board, a cutting board, but never be on a real board of directors. At that time, the careers for women were somewhat limited. I could be a secretary, but I couldn't type. I could be a nurse, but you don't want me near you in a surgical setting. Or I could be a teacher. Now, I love children and I love learning, so I became an educator. I had a position as a kindergarten teacher in central Pennsylvania in a farming town. We did a lot of architectural work, creating farms out of Play-Doh. Now, a number of years later, I had a career that dealt with real dough. In fact, I've had several careers. And one time, I was at a large corporation in the office of the CEO. And when the meeting was over, I went to open the closet door instead of the office door to leave. I tried to recover by saying, ha, I didn't bring a coat, but it was summertime. Friends would call me, I guess they're friends, and they'd say, I just pulled a Jono. if you want the translation, a Jono is sharing their embarrassing moment. Well, my kind, wise husband of over 58 years, who edits his thoughts, said, "Joan, why do you share those embarrassing stories?" 58 years, he should have figured it out. And I said, "Ted, nobody likes a perfect person. That's why I have friends." So, I love you guys. By the way, I love to laugh. And you can see why it embarrasses my family. But so what? Laughter is a natural resource, and it improves the environment. Okay, I know, life is not always funny, and it sure hasn't been for me in the past. A lot of things happen that sure wouldn't happen today, but they did then. For example, I was working with a chauvinistic insurance salesman, and he wouldn't talk to a woman. He only would talk to my husband. Duh, he didn't know my husband, and he sure didn't know me. I canceled the policy. I should have thanked him, though, because that led me to earn an insurance license myself. And then I went on to take financial planning courses, and I taught a base of financial planning to women who didn't have credit in their own names and couldn't get loans even though they owned the business. So, I guess you could say I helped them manage real dough, whatever. Another challenge was when we wanted to purchase rental property. I personally wouldn't recommend that for us. It was a fiasco. So after that fiasco, I earned a real estate license. Knowledge is power. Shortly after that, I was hired by Carle Health Systems as their first representative to market their first HMO. It was called Carle Care at that time. My children were so excited. They were younger, and I'm there, really? Then I realized they thought I was marketing HBO. No, we didn't get HBO. In my career at Carle, I've had an opportunity for several advancements. However, it was been my daughter's generation that really benefited from all the changes in the workplaces today in almost all fields. Recently, my older daughter, Amy, was promoted to executive vice president at a Fortune 100 company. And yay, Amy. And when I texted her, that's what we do, she said, "Thanks, Mom. You paved the way for Sari and me because you had a career that mattered. Love, Amy." As you know, there are no guarantees with parenting. And trust me, there are no guarantees with aging either. It can be awful or it can be awesome. For example, I recently had to get hearing aids after denying it for maybe 2 years. But I was pleasantly surprised to find out I could stream podcasts and music directly into my ears. And you don't see me walking around with those oversized Q-tips hanging out of my ears. As I aged, I celebrated each decade with a party because any excuse to be with my girlfriends is a good reason to have a party. When I turned 60, that was some time ago, my daughters planned a big party. My younger daughter, Sari, did all the cooking. Today, she's a successful restaurateur, and she has worked with Julia Child, Charlie Trotter, Martha Stewart, and she's cooked for Oprah, 3 U.S. presidents, and major Hollywood stars. Yay, Sari! Well, Sari was being featured as an outstanding young alumni, and the News Gazette sent photographers to our house the day of the party. I tried not to be in the picture, but when it came out in the paper, there I was in the corner behind my amazing daughter. Now, everyone in town knew I was 60, and quite a few people knew they weren't invited to that party with the good food. Well, I always say that you can have fun and help others at the same time. So when the party invitations went out, they said, Joni wants a truck. If you know me, that didn't quite make sense. However, I was on the board of directors of the Eastern Illinois Food Bank at the time, and they needed a truck. So I'm proud to say, with the donations we raised enough money to help the food bank buy a truck. I like to say, if you're feeling bad, do something good. And I've also found that being kind, volunteering, mentoring, and sharing sincere compliments, it doesn't cost a cent, and it's very valuable. Obviously, I've been retired for some time, and I noticed other people didn't seem to like the word retired. I didn't like it because it had the word tired in it, and I wasn't tired. In fact, when I say it, I'm retired, people would act like I had a bad case of COVID or leprosy. I was dead to them. They were so wrong. So I decided to create a way to change the attitude. When people then asked me, oh, where do you work? And instead of saying I'm retired, I said, I'm a consultant. Hey, I don't lie. I had business cards printed that said, JAJ Consulting, just ask Joan. The service was free. And I got a lot of really interesting requests. So I also formed a group of women over age 60, let's not push it too far. And the name of our group is Rewirement. And so we meet once a month and we talk about how we have rewired since we've left the workplace. Yes, I've had a good life, not perfect. However, being in front of this audience of intelligent, interesting women and a few smart men has hey, I want to stay married for 59 years. I now am ready to keep on stepping into the next decade and into a full life of love and laughter. I hope you'll join me.
Joan, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. You are absolutely ready to step out into another decade of life, love, and laughter.
Yes, I hope so. I'm still walking and talking. That's my, you know, you got to have simple goals, and they're working. I'm walking and talking.
Joan, you did more than walking and talking. You owned that stage. I do not believe that you have not been on the stage before. You looked like you were born to be there. You got a little carried away.
That's my natural state of being. It's called interrupting people, and I'm very good at doing that. And so the reason I had so much fun on stage was I didn't pay that audience to arrive, but I loved that audience. I mean, I actually thanked them in the middle of my talk. I thought, I love you. which is probably not part of the plan, but it was the audience energized me. It truly did, because the night before we had a dress rehearsal of one-on-one because of COVID, and my dress rehearsal to me was a nightmare. It was terrible, and I thought, oh boy, this is not good. But the next day, you know, they promised hair, makeup, all that good stuff, and I was so insecure. I had my own hairdresser do my hair about 8 on Saturday morning and just didn't move my head the rest of the day. And so I did my own makeup, but fortunately, this was a fun thing. They offered false eyelashes. I've never had them. I always wanted to try them. And that just made me feel so theatrical. And I couldn't stop staring at myself. That was a very scary thing because I'm really not that way. Usually when I get up and look in the mirror, I panic. And my mother's been gone away for some time. I mean, she's passed away, but there she is every morning. But okay, I'm off the topic. Aren't you surprised?
This is what I love about you. And the crowd did. They were in the palm of your hand.
The audience energized me. And so anybody that wants to do or hesitates about doing, that's what she said, don't, because the audience will be with you.
It's such a supportive environment. We set the stage, literally and figuratively, for women to come together and listen with compassion, acceptance, support. But we strive to share all the stories, all the life experiences, and you brought it. You are so proud of your two daughters, and you shared quite a bit about them in your story. And I know they were there.
Yes.
In the audience that night.
Yes.
What was their reaction to seeing you on stage?
Oh, they were loving it. And my younger daughter taped the whole thing. I mean, was that illegal? Whatever. She did it anyhow. And my husband, God bless him, he and my daughter, we were at the Virginia the whole day getting ready for the performance. And at home, my husband and my daughter made bouquets to be thrown at the performers at the end of the day. I did not know anything about this. And I guess they went to the first row and passed them out so that at the end of the performance, those were thrown on stage. And that was a nice surprise for me as well. Yeah, it was a delightful evening.
You raised some good eggs. And I got to say, my two daughters loved you. And they said, there was a quote you had from your husband, like, why do you get up and say such embarrassing things? And they fell out. They were like, Mom,
that's
she's you.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's true. They're called Jonos. I mean, when I worked, unfortunately, people would say, I pulled a Jono. And of course, as you realize, if you heard the tape, a Jono is an embarrassing experience. And I kind of am a master of those. But it's nice that other people share those as well.
I love, that's what you do to people. You make people feel so, you bring everybody in and you just make everybody feel special and you shine this, your big, bright light on everybody. And when you tell those stories, it just makes everyone feel at ease. And like, we're here to belong and we all feel special.
Well, thank you. And thanks for mentioning my daughters, because as you can tell, that is my pride and joy, and there are no guarantees with parenting, but my husband and I were very fortunate and still are.
So my mother is retired. She's in New Jersey, and she couldn't be at the show, but she watched the video, and she was so inspired by your consulting gig. She wants to go out and get business cards made because she thought that was so creative to take ownership of life after traditional work and your business cards, JAJ Consulting. She was blown away. What a creative way to keep the conversation going.
Well, I really, as the tape showed, retirement's a whole nother story, but the only line I forgot in the entire show was, if you've had a good life before you retire, you'll have a great life when you rewire. And that is absolutely true, but you kind of have to work at it. And I did. And I had those business cards printed before everyone had an iPhone and people were still exchanging cards. And they got a kick out of the JAJ Consulting, Just Ask Joan. And, you know, people do ask me things.
You said you get interesting requests. I want to know what one of them might
be. What's the craziest one?
Do you remember any?
Well, people who know me... They ask crazy things. Well, no, they really ask important things like, well, you worked at Carl. What doctor would you recommend for X? And, oh, I love your clothes. Where did you get such and such? And, oh, I had a tailor and she didn't do a good job. Who do you use? I mean, those sound maybe pretentious except the health questions. But so I actually thought of that when I created the Just Ask Joan, because I thought people are always calling me and asking me things. What the heck, you know? And I made the cards as a joke. Well, my daughter has a friend who's a graphic artist. And so I said, Julie, would you? I know she was thrilled. And so she designed the little card.
Yeah. Just Ask Joan. And now it's your signature line. It's the title of your talk. You're now CU famous and infamous.
It's true. I have to say, when I left work today, a young colleague said that you were her favorite and that you were her fashion idol, and she adored you.
Well, that was sweet to hear. I told Jeanette the other day, I was in a grocery store and this sweet woman with a cute little kid smiled at me, and I smiled back with the cute little baby. And she said, you were in, that's what she said. And I said, yeah, how'd you recognize me? I mean, I wasn't looking like I was on stage. And she said, well, you were so good. And I'm there, oh, can I record that? So it was a pleasant surprise. It was kind of cute. But the best response I got was from a friend's daughter who was 24 years old. And she told her mother, that's who I'm friends with, the older than 24-year-olds. And she said, I can't believe that women had to go through that. That was so unfair. And so that made me feel good to hear that, because I am 80. The audience is not 80. And so I actually did connect with people that didn't really have the same experiences that I had.
Absolutely. You paved the way, as your daughter said. You paved the way for generations to have more opportunity and experiences. And I think you give our audience a lot of credit. I mean, I'm not as young as maybe I'd like to pretend that I am either. But no, we love that we bring together just all the women from all the different generations and backgrounds and experiences. And we can all agree on one thing, that Joan's amazing. Okay, yep. Two things. Yep. Joan is amazing. Yep. And that sharing your story absolutely connects us, whether it's in the grocery store, whether it's on stage. Like, we can all laugh together and cry together. And Joan, you brought the house down. It was just exceptional. So I know that after this episode airs, we're going to be getting calls and DMs and social media requests. I have a question for Joan. I want to just ask Joan. Like, I'm afraid we're going to have to set up a hotline or something. But the goal for the podcast is to take your story and your experience and share it with an even larger audience of women who can learn from you and laugh with you and enjoy Joan all over again. Thanks so much for joining us here in the studio. You are a treasure, and we love having you in the She Said family.
And I just have to add, Jeanette, I have never met, and I've met a lot of people, who have been pure positivity. You, in the time I've known you, and what is it, several months, many months, have never said a negative thing to any one of us, not once. How the heck do you do that? That is true.
I believe you get back what you give out, Joan.
I enjoyed it, and thank you for the opportunity. And somebody said, well, when are you doing the next one? I said, no. Do you know how many women out there have stories? Get real.
Every single one of them.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yeah, the stories were fantastic. And meeting our group is like making new friends. And at my age, I need to do that. And that was another plus of the program.
Yeah, so we know that every woman has a story, and the She Said Project is our platform to share those stories. So thank you to everyone who joined us today to get to know Joan a little bit better. And we'll see you next time on the She Said Project podcast.
Over and out.
Thank you for listening to the She Said Project podcast in partnership with Illinois Public Media. All materials contained in the podcast are the exclusive property of the She Said Project and That's What She Said LLC. For more information on our live shows, go to shesaidproject.com. This podcast was made possible with support from Carl and Health Alliance and presented by Sterling Wealth Management, empowering women to live their best lives.